We're back to Neil Haley Show. My guest today is David Hollenbeck of Hollenbeck Leadership. David, how are you? We're going to talk about motivating employees through a study you learned about. Because again, once you bring your team on, you got to motivate them to work hard, to do well. And it's not always the easiest thing, is it, David?
No. And it goes to actually finding the right people for your organization. That's where it starts. And really discovering what it is that motivates the people that you bring on board. And this study that you brought up that we were just talking about was a study of, you know, close to 12,000 cadets that were going into West Point, the United States Military Academy. And they looked at these motivating factors, and they kind of talk about instrumental motivators and internal motivators. Instrumental motivators being, you know, money or prestige or, you know, getting a good job. Internal motivators are more like, you know, I want to develop as a leader. I want to, you know, I want to help people. I want to develop myself in such a way that, you know, basically I can be proud of myself, right? These internal motivators where the work is the reward in and of itself. You know, you're becoming a better human being. And so when we talk about motivating employees, we've got to challenge them, but understanding what is, you know, bringing them to your organization, helping them find their purpose if they haven't figured it out yet. But that's really how you can sustain motivation and really create a high performing team. It is fostering that motivator that is, it's internal.
Definitely seems like it, and it's internal. And so it's looking at those resumes, looking at their background in the interview process to really see if they have those built-in qualities, right? I'm interviewing people right now for my team, and I see specifically enough that you really can see if they're really excited and motivated or not when I put myself on camera as one of my team is interviewing them, and I jump on after and see if they're excited to talk to me once they learn who I am. That's key, that they want to come and work for you. And David, so it's something you're born with, it sounds like, to be willing to work hard for somebody.
Well, I think one thing is, you know, when I was teaching leadership, you know, classes, I was teaching leadership classes every week and talking about this, you know, the what drives somebody, the reward being the work, leaders can be developed, not just born, but these things that drive us. Sometimes it takes a leader to bring out those qualities in people and develop them. You know, it's interesting. There's another study that I was just reading about where they took three groups of teams and they said, okay, here's this project. Here's the reward. And they offered like a pretty low level reward, a medium level reward, and a very big reward. And it was financial. And they found that the low and the medium performed really well and did some amazing work. The teams that were provided the really big reward, they did the worst of all and had very little motivation, which is not what you would expect. But there's study after study that shows that, you know, financial reward and really material reward is not a consistent driver of performance. It might work right in the beginning when they first receive it, because there's that transactional type of thing. Well, after that, you know, the performance goes back to the way it was before. So there has to be something more.
Probably.
You know, and it's the people that you select, and there's pieces of their personality that they're going to be more likely to be driven by those internal motivators rather than materialistic. And if that material piece is what drives you, you'll find that it's never sustained. You're always chasing more. So
yeah, that makes sense. Always chasing more, always chasing that level and all that, versus just satisfaction of your work, right? Satisfaction of doing your work well. So if you're not looking at any of these motivators, the motivators are basically something that you have internally. Did the study talk about looking at resumes or how people answer questions?
Not in that study, but there's quite a few studies that talk about hiring practices, what works the best, you know, structured interviews over unstructured. If, you know, you have an assessment center where you're testing people's skills, whether, you know, polygraph tests are a good tool to use to really gauge somebody's ethics, that kind of thing. Well, I want to go back. I want to rewind just a bit and touch on that piece of, if what's driving you is that internal motivator, that, you know, fulfilling your purpose. What they found is that those individuals that are motivated by these internal factors, that, you know, they're motivated by becoming a better person, by becoming a better leader, by doing things to help people overcome hardship or whatever it is, they might not make the initial the initial financial reward that somebody that is chasing the dollar, they're chasing that material thing right in the beginning. But long term, they do much better financially because they're driven by these qualities that most people, you know, I guess are drawn to these. And so in business and, you know, in industry, they do much better financially long term than the short-lived financially motivated people.
All right. Best place is hollenbackleadership.com to find information. I appreciate it, David. Great topic and something to look at. And I'm going to be looking at that specifically in the resumes. I'm moving forward. Thanks, David.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're listening, watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.